Welcome back once again to Masson Mill. I'm stood in the doubling room now. So the mill itself was built in 1783 by Sir Richard Arkwright, the father of the factory system. And this is renowned as his like greatest achievement. This is his like jewel in the crown of his mills. And I was amazed that it's been working for around about 200 years as a mill business. And to give you a bit of an idea where I am now, if you've been here before, I'm just stood holding onto the ring in the wall, and it says this is the actual ring where Sir Richard Arkwright tethered his horse when it was raining outside. And I'm holding onto the ring now, and if you heard my boo from the Cromford Mill, you'll know that I'm a guy that likes to just hold onto things or touch things like that. And I can just, the history there, you hear it bounce against the wall. The history in that ring. So I'm looking at a machine, and you'll have to bear with me here because I'm not overly up on these things. I'm fascinated by it. This machine is being driven by one engine, which you can hear spinning away in the background, and it amazes me the gearing that must be involved in this. We've got the center of the machine is turning really slowly. There is a big circular thing rotating really quickly at the bottom, and what it's doing, it's combining three like spools of thread, and it's weaving them together into one that combines the three all together at the bottom, and it's spinning round. I'll just hold the phone a little bit more in the direction of the spinning machine. But I'm totally fascinated by this place, and the gentleman that I interviewed on the previous boo was, well, his knowledge of the place is fantastic, and we've had a walk round outside, and I'm really amazed that the water wheel that originally powered this place was in use for quite a long time until they turned to steam power, and now they're using hydroelectric power. And we've just been outside and seen the water flowing in off the River Derwent in its little channel that was built for the mill. And it flows underneath the building. And it flows through the hydroelectric turbines, which is powering the whole building. It's totally self-sufficient. And when the building is shut down at night time, it's putting electricity power back into the grid, which I'm assuming helps towards the conservation and the running of this place. So this is the museum itself, and the other part of the mill is used as a shopping centre, so why not come down here and pay it a visit? I'm sure you'll be fascinated and enjoy it as much as I have. Okay, I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.